Anthony Brindisi, you're here with us on the Congressional Corner, first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District. Claudia Tenney says that she's going to run against you now. You beat her last time. Can you beat her again?
Well, look, whoever the nominee is on the Republican side, we're going to take very seriously, and I believe that I have an obligation in the meantime, up until the election, to really work on the issues that people care most about in this district, and that's what I'm focused on doing, and there's going to be lots of time for politics, but in the meantime, what I'm hearing from constituents are a number of things. You know, they want to see something done on prescription drugs. The House just released a bill to help lower drug prices. Many of the provisions that we're working on are bipartisan, like getting generic drugs to the market easier. We have this trade deal with the United States and Mexico and Canada, which needs to be ratified by the House. And many of the farmers in my district and small manufacturers have voiced their support for this legislation, and we want to get this done, making sure we have strong enforcement for labor and environmental standards. And there's a whole host of issues that we got to get done, hopefully in a bipartisan manner over the next few months and year. And I'm sure that the politics will creep into it at some point, and we'll have to focus on that too. But right now, it's about getting the work done.
Well, Anthony, I have to say, I wouldn't want to be in your spot. I'd be pretty angry. You know, there are so many gerrymandered districts in the United States where you come from a Republican district or you come from a Democratic district, but you come from a fair fight district, one where, you know, elections, which I think is what they should be, offer choices to people. But it's got to be somewhat frustrating to see these other people walking around safe and you're not.
Well, look, I think some of the gerrymandering that has happened, and I can point to both parties to blame for this, because both parties in state legislatures will do what they can to protect their incumbents and draw the lines to protect their party. And this is why we need things like independent commissions to do these things, like we passed in the House through our H.R. 1, which is a campaign finance, voting reforms, election security bill, which the Senate has not acted on yet. But again, you're right. There are districts out there that Hillary won by, you know, 50, 60 points. There's districts that Trump won by 50, 60 points, and in those districts, it really tends to be where if you're not far enough to the left, you will be challenged from your left. If you're not far enough to the right, you will be challenged to the right. And there's only really a handful of districts around the country that are truly competitive. Some would say my district, the one that I represent, is really not a competitive district because Trump did win the district by 15 points. And the enrollment of Republican versus Democrat is 30,000 in favor of Republicans. But this is also a district that I believe most people are not concerned with your party affiliation. What they are concerned with is, can you do the job? Are you afraid to stand up against your own party? Are you someone who can reach across the aisle and work with others? That's what I have done both in my time in the state legislature and what I've done in my 9 months in the House of Representatives. And that's what I think most people in this country want. They're somewhere in that middle that want people working together.
Let me ask you, because I'm sure people on the other side of the radio would like to know this. Have you made an endorsement yet in the election for president? And how contentious do you think this is going to get?
I have not made any endorsements yet. I'm still waiting, like I think many people are out there, to see what some of the debates hold for us this fall. And I'm sure at some point I'll decide on a candidate, depending on who that candidate or who our nominee is. But I think, you know, what one of the things that I have said and I've been pretty vocal about is the Democratic side has to be very careful and has lost a lot of ground in areas that Obama had won in 2008 and again in 2012. And if we're not putting out a message that appeals to voters in these areas, then there's no chance you're going to be able to count on their support. And I always use the example of what it means to be a representative in a rural area. I don't hear a lot of conversation from some of the candidates that are out there right now talking about concerns for people in rural America that live in small towns, like in the 22nd district. And there are major challenges, some which are not very unsimilar to what you might find in a larger urban area. You know, there's access to healthcare issues, access to mental health treatment, access to child care and public transportation are lacking. Access to broadband is a major concern, and infrastructure, having good water quality. These are things that are affecting small towns and rural communities. And anyone who's running for president, whether they're a Democrat or Republican, what I want to hear from them is, what are you going to do about it? What are your plans to help people in small towns, many of whom feel that they've been left behind by both national parties and want to see some kind of an agenda that's going to improve their lives?
What does the registration in Utica look like, for example?
I would say probably in the city of Utica. Utica tends to be more of a Democratic town by enrollment. I think the registration, it tends to be more 2-to-1 Democrat, I think it is, last I checked. But overall, in the congressional district, Republicans far outnumber registered Democrats. However, I will say that there is also a larger number of people who are unaffiliated. In New York, you don't have to affiliate with any political party if you don't want to, and you can check the box that says you're not affiliated or unaffiliated. And that's probably that number is pretty large in this congressional district, and those are people who are swing voters and look for the person who they like the best.
Okay, so you have a lot of immigrants in the congressional area that you represent. What does that mean? Is that a challenge?
Well, I think when you talk about the experience in Utica, Utica, which has been nicknamed the town that loves refugees, has had a lot of success resettling refugees and immigrants into the community for the last, it's been over 30 years or so, resettling folks from all over the world who are escaping persecution or war or famine or other problems. And they have made a new home here in Utica and have really contributed to the culture and the economy and so many different ways. And, one of the things that disturbs me is some of the president's policies with regards to refugees and how they're cutting back on the resettlement program, because in a place like Utica, it has had a lot of success. I could walk people around neighborhoods that have been homes have been purchased by refugees who have moved into the city. They have been rehabilitated, put back on the tax rolls. You know, when they fix up these homes, they're contributing to the sales tax by purchasing goods and lumber in the local hardware stores. And it's really they're contributing back by working at local companies, local manufacturers, many cases starting their own businesses, starting restaurants and other types of businesses. So it's really helped a place like Utica, which for the first time in the last census, after years of decline in population, Utica has actually seen an increase. And I've talked to many manufacturers throughout the congressional district who employ refugees and say what solid workers they are and how they need, there's a need out there for more workers.
Always great to talk to Representative Anthony Brindisi, Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District. Anthony, when we come back the next time, I guess I want to ask you about tensions in the Middle East.
Sure. Thank you, Alan.